This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Matt Bloom. Colorado's new state budget spends more money on education and health care. It went into effect yesterday. CPR's Benta Berkeland has more.
Passing a balanced budget is the only thing the state constitution requires lawmakers to do during their annual legislative session. And this year, the nearly $40 billion budget had bipartisan support in both chambers. It was a tighter budget than recent years when large amounts of federal COVID relief funds came to Colorado. The state constitution's Tabor Amendment limits how big the budget can be. It can't increase by more than population growth plus inflation each year. I'm Benta Berkeland, CPR News.
Free rides start this weekend on RTD's buses and trains. It's part of a statewide effort to cut down on driving during the ozone season. Some bus drivers and passengers say they worry the free rides could make security issues worse. The agency has been struggling to make its system feel safe for years, so RTD beefed up its suspension policy for problem passengers last week. The free rides will last through August. The Douglas County School Board has a new member. Jason Page, an IT professional, was sworn in last week to replace Elizabeth Hansen. She resigned in May. Page says he has skills to bring together disparate voices. Critics are concerned Page harbors strong religious ideologies that could further divide the board. His term expires this November. In Denver and Boulder today, highs in the 80s. Colorado Springs closer to 90. Grand Junction, 94. This is CPR News and KRCC.